January 2nd, 2019. We're gonna make a call to DHS. And we're gonna show you how your name is used as a corporation. Hey, honey, what's my word is? And then they're like, okay, well, I work myself, I am my owner. So you have a levy on my corporation right now, my Apex corporation down in Texas? Is that what I'm seeing right now? Because it says, belong to the obligor, or for which you are obligated to the obligor. Which means I'm in charge of their debt.
What of them, or what you as them owe, I guess. That's weird.
I owe myself money. Nope. I'm gonna give them this address too. Right off the paper they gave me. They'll be dicks and they'll fucking talk to me and try that. I'm like, first to start out with, you want my fucking last four, now you want everything, and I'm like, fuck you. You don't need all that information, you're just trying to get more shit. Six oh nine five six. I know that. There's numbers. 60956. Maybe. Yes, it sounds familiar. 60956. 60956. It's like a phone number. 60956. Fucking sure does, doesn't it? 6656.
The devil's number.
Including any retirement plan benefiting self-employed individuals, retirement plan, public and private retirement fund. Private means it's private. I ain't gonna fucking tell you.
Levy against your freaking.
This is all the things they can do.
Security.
Time deposits, individual retirement savings account, fucking money. Yeah, the last four is 3144. Well, you just need the last four. Okay, I'll give you my child support case number. Okay. It's 000-4103-08001. Derek, working. Daisy Hutton. It is 1100 Valjeans Road. It was Dallas, Texas, 75201-4229. The one I just gave you was located in Texas. I just told you. 1100 Valjeans Road, Dallas, Texas, 75201-4229. Now, my address now is 1100 Valjeans Road, Edmond, Oklahoma. Yeah. It's the 8219929933, I think. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So I've got a letter here. I own my own business and stuff, and I got a letter to my clearing corporation that I've got a levy on my account for $19,502.92. All right. Well, I've been paying. I have proof of all those payments. I have my own business, so when I pay, it's out of my thing. I write her the thing, and I write the what's it called, receipt and stuff, and she signs it. Okay, but see, the thing is I was you were showing payments all the way up until like August, correct? Okay. And yeah. Okay. So, now to do this review, okay, and here's the other thing. And I don't know if it's still in the notes because I called, it was about 2-3 months ago. So I was in prison, and when I got out in 2005, all of a sudden, I had child support. Cool, I have two kids, no problem. That's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is I never signed any papers, so the agreement part is such, and I've never, every time I scheduled a review, the office either shuts down or nothing happens. And just about 4 months ago, I called back because my daughter doesn't even live with baby mama. And my son is having a kid, so 17, he's having a child. And so I'm wondering, in which part of this whole deal am I supposed to go, hold on, who am I paying for now? Am I paying for the mom and, mommy and stepdaddy shit? Or am I paying for kids? Because my daughter doesn't even live with her mom. Okay. And my son's having a baby. I'm not going to pay for his kid. All right. So I need to figure out what's going on. And supposedly she had a child support got called on her or something. So I need to figure out what's going on, because I just want to make sure that I'm not wasting my hard-earned money to, you know, start this business and then it's not going, you know what I'm saying? Because now I have a levy on, you know, $19,000. That's a lot of money. So I, you know what I mean? So I've got to figure this out, because I'm not going to pay if my daughter's not staying there. You know what I mean? I'm not going to pay somebody else, and I didn't make those agreements. So I need to figure out what I need to do. Oh, I've got. Do you know any kind of the rules on that? Because I mean, don't. In your opinion, just opinion, I mean, it's not going to, you know, it doesn't really, but is that something that, like, should I be worried about that? Like, you know what I mean? I mean, my levy, yeah, I've got all the proof on that. I can take, you know, I can get that shit off real quick. It's the part that, like, I don't want to be paying. I never agreed for my 14-year-old to be going and living with her, my ex baby mama's sister or whoever the hell it is. And I'm still supposed to be paying child support, and supposedly she's got child support called on her, and then my son's having a kid. Like, I'm just like, dude, like, that's too. I'm not gonna pay for my son's baby. I'm not gonna pay for baby mama not having lights on and food when my daughter's not staying there. Thank God she's not staying there. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do. Is that something that is? But aren't I only supposed to be paying for a child that lives at the house? Okay. Okay. And who determines this? Like, do I get a judge, or am I going to get like a administrative judge? Like, do I get a real judge? Or is it child support that makes the decisions? Okay, so I don't even know. I've never even seen it. I haven't seen a caseworker in 10 years. Oh no, I've tried. That's what I'm saying. I've tried. They said they don't have caseworkers. Like I've tried to get my caseworker's number or my caseworker's name. They don't have one. Like, that's what I'm saying. I've tried to go these avenues. They said I don't have one. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to try to find an avenue to where I'm like, because see what you're saying? I have multiple caseworkers, Like, so which caseworker is going to get this case? They don't know what they're just going to hear one part. They'll know one thing. So they'll base their decision on what they read. They have no clue what's even going on in the case except for what they read. And it could be someone different, like, each time. That's not really a fair thing. That's not really a fair trying. Yeah. And just regular paper or what? Like, or do I fill out this thing that was in the letter? And can I also send one to, like, the district judge and stuff asking for requesting reviews? Oh yeah, I'm trying to do it by myself because I've been doing it by myself forever. Okay, yeah, sweet. All right, cool. That's what I needed. All right, sweet. And do I need to so in order to get now about the levy, all I need to do is just bring up the proof, all my money orders and stuff that I write out to her with the receipts and her signatures and stuff. Just bring those up and stuff. Like my whole record book. I've got a book that I keep for my business and stuff. So all of my receipts. Just bring that up. Okay, cool. Yeah, no. Yeah. I'll have something in writing explaining, like, you know, like, it's not, because they have basically what they did is they've got it. They've got it where I'm paying myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm the obligor, but I'm also the obligated. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm obligated to pay the obligor, which is me. I'm obligated to pay myself or hold my own property. And I'm like, dude, hold on. I'm paying, like, it's weird. So I just need to get that lifted off because it's like, I can't do any, like, business or anything. I got a corporation or it's kind of hard to do. So, but all right, cool. So I just got to write that. Take that up there, and how long before they take the levy off? Will they just give me a call or whatever? And okay, all right, bet. All right, cool. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right.
What do you guys think about that? There's so much more than medical marijuana out there right now that needs to be addressed that could affect the same people that have their cards.
That's doesn't surprise me.
Right?
I mean, since we're living in China now.
We showed how strong we were as a people with 788 in getting the health department to back off on those rules. We showed how strong we were as a group, and it scared the shit out of the legislator, and they're going through and trying to change as much laws under our noses as they possibly can.
And the reasoning for that is because the reason
it was
so good.
Where the fuck is everybody that was out last summer, last year? Where have you guys been? Thousands of people that aren't coming out.
Everybody got lax, but that's why we're doing this thing, is because here's the deal, guys. We all got together, and we there's one thing we didn't give up. We were going to have this bill fucking pass, the state question pass, because we did not give up consent to shit. We didn't give up our consent, which didn't give up our jurisdiction, which stopped the presumptions. All right. So, unless we want this stopped, we don't give consent to a damn thing. And here's the thing. If you notice real closely on this bill that they're doing, they're real close. And I'm going to mention this again. They're not telling the casinos that they can't fucking, that they have to do anything because casinos are sovereign. They're on sovereign land. Not because they're on federal land. It's because they're on sovereign. They have their own fucking courts. Their own everything. But guess what? We're not even, this isn't Oklahoma, the state. First off, we're still one of the fucking few that are sovereign. So this is Oklahoma territory first, bitch. So that means we're all sovereign. This is sovereign fucking land or territory. Second off, okay, they're doing that because if you notice, when they did the Clean Air Act, okay, Clean Air Act, vapes came out, all right? That was just to get people to fucking spend a lot of money. Then when they did do that, they said, "Huh, we better cover our tracks. Now that we've done that, they spent the money. We better fucking outlaw vapes in every place, too, because we'll have a goddamn fucking...
revolt by cigarette smokers.
Discrimination law against their ass. They'll fucking say you're discriminating us. But they can't do that to the smokers, all right? They can't do that just to the weed smokers. So they have to add in cigarette smokers, vapors. So that's why they're doing cigarettes. Here's the deal. If you call tobacco companies, places like that, and say, "Hey, what's going on, blah, blah, blah," there's no possible way if we don't give consent, because I guarantee you there's not an Oklahoman here that, say they don't smoke weed, they smoke cigarettes, and they own a private business. They don't fucking know nothing about this bill because it's fucking labeled under a fucking marijuana regulation change or a regulation to marijuana laws, not a fucking smoking law. It doesn't say regulations to smoking. No, it says regulations to the cannabis, and they throw that in the bill. Therefore, people that smoke cigarettes have no clue. Nurses, guess what? Baptist Church, you are hospital, you work there, you go down to their parking garage to smoke cigarettes away from the thing where you're allowed to. Not anymore, motherfuckers.
If this stands.
If this stands, not anymore. Rehab centers, guess what? I won't use the word center. I'll use a rehab facility, okay? A center is like St. Anthony's. Of course you can't fucking smoke there. And even if you could, you're not allowed to go down where the nurses can, and they're not even allowed to do it anymore. But if it's privately owned, guess what? You're going to have some fucking patients that fucking smoke cigarettes like a motherfucker pissed off. You're going to have NA meetings, AA meetings. You're going to have all those motherfuckers back on crack or some kind of fucking drug because they don't have their cigarettes to fucking plug. You're going to have Bill over here fucking dying. This motherfucker, you're telling him he can't smoke in his goddamn car anymore. Shut the fuck up. This isn't China. If you want to fucking run Chinese people and be like that, get the fuck out of here and go over there.
They've got less restrictions on tobacco than we do.
Those motherfuckers can smoke anywhere over there. Because half of them are wearing masks.
All right, we've got an important question I need to answer for this lady. So, where should I take my son with low-functioning ASD for his card that won't cost me a fortune? Not that I wouldn't pay it anyway. All right, so Jennifer, here's the thing. There are two clinics that I would recommend. First, where are you? If you're in Tulsa, make sure for your second recommendation, you have your child go see Dr. Bailey. That is super important because
Brandon Bailey,
make sure you go see Dr. Bailey if you're in Edmond Broken Arrow area. He's in Broken Arrow. Make sure you go see him. If you can get up there from Oklahoma City, wherever you're in the state, he's definitely who I'd recommend for the second recommendation. He will not do the first for children. He will do the second. The first recommendation, if you're in Oklahoma City, I would recommend either Better Bloom Wellness or Herba Verde Wellness. Both places I highly recommend. They're very cost efficient. Same thing with Dr. Bailey. He's extremely cost efficient. So, all three of those would be good if you are specifically in the Tulsa area. I don't know of another doctor besides Brandon Bailey. I know there's one, but I can't remember their name. But here in Oklahoma City, Better Bloom and Herba Verde are going to be the two least expensive that I know that are doing the recommendations. Is Renee doing pediatric?
I could neither confirm or deny
I think
that.
She is. There's a possibility that Green Hope Wellness and more will do them as well. So I would hit up one of those three if you're here in Oklahoma City, and Brandon Bailey if you're in Tulsa. Evolved Health and Wellness, Brandon Bailey. So Evolved Health and Wellness is Brandon Bailey's clinic, so make sure you get an appointment up there in Tulsa. And let me tell you, if you can get up there, the cost of gas to get up there and back will be less than what you pay for a doctor here in Oklahoma City for your second. I'll tell you that right now. So he's definitely going to work with you and help you guys out. So go check him out. So, that was an important question we answered. So what's next? Hill, what did you have to say, baby?
I don't know which thing.
The school, I got.
The school thing.
Okay, so I see that there is a proposal up in the Tulsa, you know, school system to allow administration of CBD supplements to children at school by their parents. The way I understand it, they can't have it on them. The kids can't have it on them. Yeah, hush. It's my turn.
Sorry.
Okay. So, if they can't have it on them, and they can't give it to themselves, so the parents have to go up there and give it to them. Well, you know, there are probably parents that are willing to do that. But here's the thing. It says that the supplement must have no more than, what was it?
0.03
THC.
Which is basically regular CBD.
It's basically your regular full spectrum CBD.
That you legally oil. Can actually, they can have right now.
Right.
At school, they're telling them that they can't have it on their person. And they're saying it can't have THC in it, but they have to have their card.
But they have to have their card for it.
They have to have their medical card.
And this is the reason this proposal is just stupid to me, because I'm sitting here going, how are they going to enforce such a thing?
No, they are doing something that looks on the surface like they're opening up. They're actually closing things off more by doing this. They are actually, because here's the thing, right now, legally with the CBD's legal classification in Oklahoma, CBD is no different than having fucking GNC supplements.
Or like vitamins. Or vitamins. Right.
Having vitamins. Because of that, and you don't have to have a card for it, they can't restrict that. They can restrict over-the-counter medications, they can restrict prescription medications, and they can restrict medical marijuana. That means THC.
Right.
But they cannot restrict CBD. So now they're trying to put a restriction on CBD and say, oh, well, you can have it administered, but you can't bring it to school with you. Oh, and you have to have your medical card?
Well, guess what? If I have my medical card, I'm going to do fucking THC,
it's
bitch.
Ridiculous.
It's contradicting.
So ridiculous. But, I mean, even if they, you know, pass such a thing, they couldn't enforce it. Because if a child has a medical card, their parents are likely giving them THC at home.
Yep.
How are they going to know what you're giving them at school from what you're giving them at home? They're not.
Unless it opens up a thing to where they can further harass the kids.
And it's not allowed to stay at the school, can't stay on the kids, can't stay in the office, can't stay with the nurse. You have to bring it to them.
Right.
Which is, and it's still CBD, so it's...
But how would they even know if you were administered CBD?
But it doesn't even matter. They can't be making this rule. They can't be making this rule.
It's already
they
done.
Are going to get
sued. Oh, it's already
sued.
Done?
It's already done.
No, I know, but the school district's going to get sued by some parent that's pissed off. Ron Durbin, you should look into this. This is in your neck of the woods in Tulsa. This is a complete blatant against any of the laws that we have right now in terms of supplements.
Well, look, in our specific school district, we're not really allowed to administer anything to our kids. I mean, during the school hours. So
unless we check them out.
Right. We would have to check them out, you know, and check them back in after we get
But as far as I know, there would be absolutely no legal statute that would stop us from sending them with a bottle of CBD in their backpack.
We'd have to let the nurse know, I think.
We may have to let somebody know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that...
But our kids isn't just CBD, so that's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the CBD laws, because that's the important thing about this toy. is that they are...